Hello and welcome back to the 1 Minute Movie Reviews Podcast. I'm your host, Mikey 1 Minute. The 1 Minute Movie Review Podcast is a micropod designed to save you valuable time by giving you spoiler-free movie reviews and series. In a very quick format, you can actually watch the movies and series that are worthwhile and skipping the ones that are not. But I can't tell you what to do. I am just giving you my advice and things that have worked for me and the things that have not worked for me, and getting some feedback on Twitter in particular and Instagram that it's been very helpful to other people. So that kind of makes my day. We'll do it right now. We'll skip right to it. You can follow me at OMMR Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. You can email me at OMMRpodcast@gmail.com. You can send me that feedback. Tell me what I'm getting right, what am I getting wrong, and why I said that your favorite movie was terrible, or that I said a movie was good and it was terrible. I'd love to hear it. I love to debate people. This week we have The Tinder Swindler. It's on Netflix. It's got a runtime of just under 2 hours. Quick casting. We don't have a casting because it's a true crime documentary. My first one I've done on here. The rating is MA, and I can't tell you really reason why. Maybe language. Nothing really stood out to me about anything else. So without further ado, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's go. What's it about? A con man on Tinder creates havoc through various places in Europe, but it's not really about the money. It's about the human toll is far more damaging than the loss of money. Why to watch it? If you're a fan of true crimes and some plot twists, it turns out this one's a good one for you. It tells a very intriguing story for sure. It makes you despise the perpetrator that has no morals or human decency. But it asks the question, does the swindler get swindled? That's fun to say. Why to skip it? If you don't like true crime, this is a quite long one at over 2 hours, or a little under 2 hours, I should say. The story has a couple dragging on moments for me. It repeats itself over and over and over and over again. If you want a complete and full justice for someone, you may want to look elsewhere as well. Rating out of 10. This one's a 7.0 for me. It's a fairly decent true crime, which I do enjoy. It's a tad long for me, and it repeats the same points over and the ending, no fault of the doc, just let me resentful that karma has not been truly served yet. So this is your 1 minute movie review for The Tinder Swindler. I'm never going to get that right. How many times did I screw that up during this episode? Probably a lot. So next up, we have for you a different type of con artist that is the Theranos, the story of Elizabeth Holmes, The Dropout, that's on Hulu. We'll put a bow on this one by saying, if you got 1 minute to spare, you can spend it with me as we scroll endlessly through Tinder in the hopes of finding love, but either we find bots or a con artist that'll take our hearts and our money. Wait, what?